In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Please sit.
The Word of God is active and is alive. I'll tell you a story from this week. I had a phone call from a young lad called Cheney. He rang me up and said, "Father, I'd like to be baptized." So I said, "Well, come and see me." So together we sat and talked long into the evening. Cheney was brought up in Sri Lanka, in Colombo. He was brought up a Buddhist, in a Buddhist family. And then he came to the United Kingdom, to university, at Loughborough, I think. He's a very good badminton player, plays for the national side of Sri Lanka. Started reading the Bible and suddenly came alive. The Word of God is active and alive. Started reading the Bible and came alive to the words that were written there. Suddenly realized that he needed to be a Christian. It was wonderful to see a cross around his neck. So Cheney will be baptized here on the 24th of November. And by the way, that's happening a lot. People who aren't coming to church, who have no background in Christendom, because that's very common now, no understanding of things that for us is just routine, and often we take it for so much for granted. People are coming to faith, and this is about the fourth person that I've encountered in the last year or so that has come this way. It's wonderful. I went to a hygienist on Friday to have my teeth looked at. Haven't been there for a long time. He asked me what was my job. And I said, "I'm a parish priest." He then said to me, "Oh, you're a man of God." I was slightly taken aback by that. I'm a man of God. A bit like Jesus when he was encountered by this rich young ruler. You'll know the story extremely well. Good teacher, man of God. And I began to reflect on what it really means to be a person of God. What does that really mean? We come to the words at the end of this reading. It says, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." So what does that mean for us? Man of God, supposedly. People of God. You see, the thing that we need to get into our hearts and minds, we say to ourselves, well, we're called to love God and our neighbour, but how do we do that? How do we really put legs on that? How do we make it happen? How do we put legs on the vision of loving God and loving neighbour? What do we have to do? Well, it's very simple. We have to learn to serve one another. Constantly serve one another. In one way is to put away our rights and our needs and be preoccupied with other people's welfare and care, to serve one another. Because of course most of us spend a large part of our life competing with one another. We're very quick to find out, for example, what somebody does because we want to know how we stand in relation to them. But the way of the gospel is one of downward mobility. It calls us constantly to give away ourselves to serve one another. I remember once going with Barbara to see a bank manager because we wanted to have a mortgage. And we told him the amount of money that we wanted and the house that we wanted to buy. And he looked at me and he said, "I'm sorry, that's way above your station. Way above your station." You see, he'd put me in a certain order of life, which most of us do. The sort of car that we drive, the work that we do, the house that we live in, the preoccupations that we have, the way that we're dressed. We are constantly judging one another. We compete. But the wonderful thing about the gospel is that it reverses all of this. And it's subversive. It says if you really want to love God and love neighbor, the way to do it is very simply just constantly serve one another. If you want to try and find true freedom, serve one another. And by the way, there is a huge difference between servitude and servant. Servitude is when it's forced on you. Servanthood is when you choose to do it. And when you choose to give away your rights and constantly live for the benefit of others, then you try true freedom. The wonderful paradox is that if you wanted to be the most powerful person in this room today, the way to do it is to give away your rights, choose to serve one another. And then they can't take away the freedom that you've got because you have chosen to take the lowest place. It's called washing one another's feet. Now, the wonderful thing about St. Andrew's is that we are surrounded by fabulous volunteers. Constantly, I'm amazed at the amount of work that we get on with and the service that we are to this community comes about because you volunteer to do the work. If you came, for example, on Friday night, and we have almost 70 young people now who gather here on a Friday night, and it's trouble, it's difficult. But we have an amazing resource of volunteers who come to give their time to serve those young people, and it's wonderful. And by the way, I might turn up with my dog collar, and they haven't got any idea what a dog collar really is. Doesn't matter. But I have to serve them. The bishop turns up, and we introduce him as the bishop. And they've never heard what a bishop is. Who's that? And they treat him like anybody else. It's wonderful. He has to serve them. If you want to try and find true freedom, then learn service. And would it be wonderful here if every single one of us looked out constantly for the needs of one another? We preferred one another. We honoured one another. We developed a culture within the community of here of honouring. And we give time to those people who actually can't profit us at all. We listen to them. We bless them. We reach out to them. Not for our own interest, but purely because of the interest of theirs. And thank you for those of you who work in public service. Remember, the term prime minister means prime servant. Get that? I wonder whether Boris Johnson realized actually that his role was to be the prime servant. Prime servant. And if we had this energy within the community here and we could multiply it, what a community we would become. Augustine said, God can only give where he finds empty hands. God can only give where he finds empty hands. So we live empty lives. We pass on, we give away. We take the lowest position, we seek the place of downward mobility. We are called to serve. The first will be last, and the last will be first. We must choose it. Amen.